Okay, we have mentioned before the law of attraction, about how it affects our daily life and the things that we think and the things that we do. So now we're going to talk about the skill of using the law of attraction in affecting change in ourselves or in our clients. So this is something that we may want to instruct our clients on or suggest that our clients go and find the information on this. Again, it is the law of attraction, not the theory of attraction. It does work. Now, there are a lot of reasons, or a lot of people have tried it and say it doesn't work, because it hasn't worked for them, because they probably didn't do it the right way. There are a lot of techniques within the law of attraction, and I'm going to go over some of them. One is the affirmations, and you're familiar with that. You know, if you want to be wealthy, you say, I am wealthy, I am wealthy, I am wealthy. You know, you may have it taped on your mirror in the morning or have it in your car or whatever, and you repeat that over and over and over again. And there is discussion about whether it's better to use the I am wealthy rather than the you are, you know, particularly if you're going to use it, listen to it recorded. But I think probably the I am, since you're talking to your own subconscious, is better. But the affirmation is always a positive statement that you make that indicates a condition that you want to be true. Again, the subconscious is easily but not quickly fooled. So if you repeat this several times a day, again for the 30 days, you may convince your subconscious that it's a true statement. Another technique is visualization. As you actually visualize what it is that you want to happen. You may visualize your bank statement with a three or a six-figure balance with a decimal point two places or whatever amount that you want. Or you may visualize that new car, or you may visualize a new home, or whatever it is that you want to achieve. Again, the more visualizing you do, then the more likely it is to happen. Repetition is important, because repetition is what makes the influence on the subconscious. Again, just saying it once a day for a week is not going to convince your subconscious that it's true. It's like creating the new neural pathways and the neuroplasticity. You have to walk that trail enough times that it becomes a clear path. Okay? So it's repetition. Here's a quote from Joseph Murphy, and I think he wrote in the 1940s. It says, the law of attraction attracts to you everything you need according to the nature of your thought life. Your environment and financial condition are the perfect reflection of your habitual thinking. Thought rules the world. Again, it's not a thought that you just have once. You have to repeat these thoughts over and over and over again until they become part of you. Okay. Again, it's not enough just to visualize it, just to say it over and over and over again, but you have to do it with emotion. You have to put, saying the words means nothing. You have to mean it. You have to mean the words. And if you don't actually believe it's going to happen, it doesn't matter how many times you say it. You have to believe that it's going to work. And this is probably where most people fail. They say, okay, I've been reading about this law of attraction thing for all this time. I think I'll try it, but it probably won't work. Okay. And true enough, it won't work. It goes back to Napoleon Hill. What you believe is going to happen is going to happen. Now, the problem is, how do you force yourself to believe? I mean, you can't. So you use the technique on something small first and establish a pattern of it working. Something as simple as there will be a parking place in front of Macy's. There will be a parking place, and you actually see that there is one. And once that becomes consistent, then you try something a little bit harder. Okay. And you build up that belief if you don't believe it at the beginning. Some people think the sixth one is a little bit strange. It's gratitude. How can I be grateful when it hadn't happened yet? But it's being grateful for the things that we have that helps us to have more. Even Jesus said, pray with thanksgiving, which means that you have the belief, you are convinced that it's going to happen. You are so convinced that you're saying thank you for it even before it happens. And that's an indication of belief. Many people who order their lives rightly in all other ways are kept in poverty by their lack of gratitude. Wallace Wattles wrote a book called The Science of Getting Rich, S-O-G-R. Again, that was in, I don't know, the 20s or the teens or somewhere around there. But again, excellent, excellent book. The whole era of what they called then New Thought in the late 1800s up until World War II, there's a lot of writings on this. Okay. Then comes World War II, and we get enamored with science and technology and things, and people have put a lot of that aside. I mean, there are a few things after World War II, like the power of positive thinking and, you know, a few things like that. But most of these writings were in the late 1800s to the early 1900s. You know, like I said, even Think and Grow Rich was 1937 when it was published. But don't think that because it's old that it's wrong. The same concepts are just as valid today as they were then. Okay, so that's six techniques that you can use to bring the law of attraction to fruition, to make it happen, to attract to yourself those things that you want to happen. But the last one is the most important one. Number seven, taking action. A lot of people will sit and they'll do their affirmations, they'll do their visualizations, they'll put all kinds of emotion into it, and they believe it's going to happen. They're thankful that they're going to that it's going to happen. But as long as they're sitting in the chair, it's not going to happen. The law of attraction makes things come about through our action. Okay, it makes you successful by working or by meditating, getting those ideas that are going to make you successful. It's going to bring the things to you if you give it the mechanism to bring it to you. So don't think that you can do all this mental stuff and it's just going to appear in front of you. Okay? You have to do those things that you're led to do. Napoleon said, action is the real measure of intelligence. It's not very intelligent just to sit and say affirmations all day and expect something to happen. The law of attraction makes your action successful. It doesn't make non-action successful. And the last one, do what you should when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. Thomas Huxley. And again, it requires a commitment. And not just a commitment to action, but a commitment to dedicated action. I'm not just going to go through the motions. I'm going to seriously try to make this work. And that's when and why and how it does work. Okay? So that's how we can use the law of attraction to motivate not just ourselves, but our clients as well.